Good day, this is John David Miller. It's Holistic Reality Radio Blog, Holistic Natural Health and Reality Analysis, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Today we're talking about stocking up on good food. I'm suggesting that, stock up. Global crop losses this season are astounding. We've had vast fields of crops being blocked by from planting or ruined, including a lot of them ruined in their silos and so forth by severe weather floods and also fires, a lot of forest fires going down out there. And it's critical to have food on hand to last at least 6 months in case of a shortage. There are several potential ways that disruptions could interfere with the food supply. Solar changes, which are going on, have been for several years, and weather manipulation, from what we call geoengineering, are causing storms, drought, and other devastation on the planet. A lengthy power outage could stop the food distribution system. Think of an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, that could knock out the power grid. It is important to work with friends and relatives to prepare for the crisis in food availability that is already developing. Each of us needs to learn as much as we can about how to provide our own food and about self-health care and other survival skills. Save food and viable seeds for the future while researching and applying permaculture concepts. Permaculture is sustainable agriculture, where you replace the soil nutrients properly and prepare your ground and your environment for ideal growing. And while we're at it, indoor growing should become a part of your strategy as well. A food dehydrator is the best way of preserving large quantities of food with good nutritional value. It gives you the best preservation of nutrients. Summer's end through early fall is harvest time in the Northern Hemisphere. If you have a garden or shop at a farmer's market, for example, you have probably been enjoying fresh local vegetables and fruits. And many of your supermarkets and produce stands have freshly harvested vegetables and fruits this time of year. But is what you are getting organically grown? We want to avoid the agricultural public poisons. And there are many other public poisons, but here we're just talking about the agricultural arsenal of them, such as glyphosate and other pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers. And then, of course, genetically modified crops. Many of our major crops, corn, soy, wheat, our alfalfa are now much of them, in fact, most all soybean and corn, less organically grown and grown removed from the genetically modified ones because they can contaminate across fields through the air. So you need to be avoiding all of that and getting organically grown food and grown as well on as good a soil as you can possibly find. However, it would likely take a protected indoor growing environment to avoid the blowover sprays and the geoengineering aerosols that contaminate even organically grown crops today. Most important, though, are the minerals. Deficiency of minerals is common due to chemical agriculture. Minerals are normally restored to the soil with organic farming, where you put composted materials back in the soil. The quantity, quality, variety, and balance of minerals, microbes, and worms in the soil that our food grows in, all this has a great bearing on our health and longevity. Good soil enhanced with well-composted matter, minerals, correct pH, and a vital biome, that's the life in the soil, all the little bugs and bacteria, and worms and so forth, all the biome and other critters result in healthy organic produce. Kelp, sea vegetation, and wood ashes are other good sources of organic minerals. Even better is biochar. Look that up, but there's sources for that. So plan your indoor and outdoor gardens now and obtain heirloom seeds that will be able to grow fruits and seeds that are reproducible, that you can dry and harvest dry and plant more crops in the future. Because the genetically modified and even hybrid seeds do not do that. They peter out after the first generation or so, and you don't have any more crops. So you want something that will reproduce good seeds. And then you also need the soil building materials to grow good food. Indoors, you can sprout lettuce and sprouts, of course, all kinds of seeds and beans can be sprouted, and they will be fresh food, live food. Eat it, you know, you can eat it right there out of the jar, alive and full of nutrients and enzymes. And then if you have capacity to have a cold frame or greenhouse attached to your house, you can grow foods in there. You have a way of heating that right on through the winter. If you have some sun, put it on the south side of the house or where you can get access to sun, and or grow lights if necessary. But this way you can grow more organically indoors and not have the contaminants from, or at least not as many, from the geoengineering and the blowover sprays from chemical agriculture. So fresh, organically grown vegetables, herbs, and other natural foods and superfoods rich in minerals and antioxidants, enzymes, and other phytonutrient compounds are the essential selections for eating wisely and building good health. Survival may depend on our skills of growing and preserving food, accessing and purifying water, and cooperative preparedness in a support community. Well, let's talk a little more about this survival idea, because you know, now is harvest time, and we want to get any high-quality food that we can and prepare it. You know, you can do canning. Some people do a lot of that. You can freeze. But, of course, if the power goes out, well, then the freezer is not going to operate, so you need a strategy for using that food up or being able to put it to use and protect it if you lose power. But meanwhile, the best food dehydration, a food method for preservation, is dehydration, because it, as the vegetable or fruit withers or dries, it concentrates the nutrients inside the remaining substance, and then when you add water or bring it back out for consumption, you get more nutrition out of it than you do from canning, which is a heat process, or freezing, in which case you often blanch the food ahead of time as well. What are some of the excellent superfoods for storing? We suggest the organically grown milled flaxseed that we import from Canada, Northern Edge, the highest quality flax on the planet. It is nutritionally dense and a very beneficial food, complete protein, has rare omega-3 source essential oils, crucial antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, and superior fiber. It's a very affordable, excellent value for the powerful benefits it provides. So about 22% protein, I would say. The flax we get, Northern Edge, is specially milled for preservation of its oils and other nutrients and vacuum-packed for extra protection. It's been tested and found to have no detectable deterioration after more than 2 years of storage at room temperature. It's organically grown, vacuum-packed, milled flaxseed, ready to eat, an excellent, very important item to keep as a stored food supply in case of these natural disturbances or economic chaos or other reasons that normal food distribution might be disrupted. The highest quality flaxseed available. We also recommend Delicious Greens 8000 for food storage purposes, because this superfood mix complements the flaxseed, and combined these items contain almost all of the needed nutrients. Together, these superfoods provide complete protein, essential oils, including the omega-3, many antioxidants, nearly all known vitamins, abundant minerals, raw food enzymes, pigments such as chlorophyll and beta-carotene, and ideal fiber for the digestive tract. On the other hand, we suggest avoiding wheat, which is not really a very favorable food for humans, but most of us eat way too much of that. There's a whole article on wheat and the problems of it that you can find through survivethechanges.com and learn about the problems of wheat. And other aspects of being prepared, most important of all is a support community. The main emphasis for preparedness, getting together family and trusted friends and neighbors that can work together to make plans, assemble supplies and tools, create protective shelters, set up security systems in the case of a social breakdown. Love is our real power in the physical as well as the spiritual realms, and love is the guiding principle in planning, gathering supplies, and arranging shelter to better deal with whatever changes come. So as we move beyond the physical, we also want to have that love as our base. Because we may not survive for a long time, but the more prepared we are, the less stress it will be for ourselves and our loved ones for however long we do. Being a prepper is not the same as a wilderness survivalist. You know, that's one thing, being able to survive out in wilderness and identify wild foods, and that's certainly valuable knowledge. And if nothing else, you'd be able to recognize dandelions, because those are excellent support. You can harvest those, but there are many edible wild plants that most of us are familiar with. Clover is another one, and nettles to some degree, but plantain is a great one. So you can make salads out of these. There's wild carrots out there. There's, all, of course, the wild fruits like your grapes and berries of various kinds. But preparing foods that you know that you like and have access to now would be the best. And I grew up with the idea of preparing foods for later consumption. We did a lot of canning. We had beans and corn and tomatoes, and we had access to the farm. I had a great aunt and uncle with a farm that we could go to, and we went there a couple times a month, actually, to visit. And then we also had a family garden at home and fruit trees and berries and grapes. So I learned a lot about growing and saving various natural foods. And then later I found out about dried foods that are packed for long-term storage and the reasoning for that. So we do have access to freeze-dried, long-term storable food items, and you can check that out at survivethechanges.com as well. Other recommendations, again, focusing on nourishing and ready-to-eat foods. You don't have to look for other ways to prepare it if power is out and so forth. So the more ready-to-eat they are, maybe just being able to heat a little water over a flame from a candle or a Sterno can or something like that could heat up a meal. But water and purification method for taking water out of nature and purifying it well enough to important skill, and we have information on that at survivethechanges.com. You need good tools for repairing things and for gardening. Need all your first aid supplies, medicines, nutritional supplements, herbs, homeopathic remedies, antiseptic items like liquid silver, oxygen drops, hydrogen peroxide, bleach, alcohol, detoxification aids, personal care items, toiletries, natural cleansers, and so forth. Might need alternative toilet activities, if nothing else, plastic bags to keep wastes in and take them out and bury them if necessary. Flashlights, solar-powered LED lights. You can put those outside and soak up the sun and then bring them inside for light in the evening. Cleaning supplies, alternative heating and cooking methods such as wood, kerosene, propane, or alcohol. And plenty of matches or lighters and flint and steel and ways of lighting fires. All the cookware and so forth you might need. There's a thing called a rocket stove. There's information on that. We have all the clothing you need, the durable footwear, the ways to stay warm and dry, rain gear, rubber boots, tents if you're going to be mobile, waterproof sleeping bags and camping gear and so forth. A lot more information on being prepared for survival, no matter what comes, at survivethechanges.com. Well, thank you for listening. Now is the time to move with purpose. Please visit reallywell.com for outstanding superfoods and other natural health items, and survivethechanges.com for prep information. It is wise to be healthy and prepared. Again, now is the time to move with purpose. It is time to understand. Thank you for listening.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand.